Hey guys, Bryce here, or Bryce Weissy here. So, in this recording, I'm going to talk about how I was kicked off or banned off Mastodon, specifically the Dragon's Cave. Now, currently, I'm on a new instance, even though I'm not sure if it's any. I mean, it's not a lot of users on there. I mean, and I don't know too much of it, but it's a convo.casa, a server out in Africa. You know, where they get the rains down in Africa. You know that song? Anyway, so, you know, this happened. I was on Team, well, first of all, I go on Team Talk. You know, the server I hang out on is, what, Dane has his own server. And he's also at Meow Pet. Is his handle, Fediverse name, and we hang out through there, and he has a Team Talk server that I go on, you know, hanging out with the guys, and it's kind of cool, because I kind of hang out with people, and, you know, meet some of his guys. I know some of them, but not everybody, but, so, this started, I think it was on the, what was it, on the 10th or something, June, I think it was. We were talking, and Dane and I there, and Ethan was being, you know, there's a guy named Ethan F. Just to keep his last name out of it. And he isn't the smartest one, you know. Well, in that time, he lied. We talked about a certain keynote, which is the WWDC keynote. He lied and said, He told me before everybody else came on the server, he watched it. Or he didn't watch it. And then when Dayton and I came in there, he said he watched it, maybe some of it. He don't know. So apparently he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And then a certain part of the recording we were talking about, you know, he thought he said he knew about. And he had no idea. And so Dayton and I were, you know, picking fun at Ethan because, you know, we troll Ethan for being dumb sometimes. But not only that, but his, you know, it's almost like he's really, his anger has something wrong with him. You know, he's always fucking feisty. He's always got something up with him. And, I mean, it's funny to watch him rage a little bit, but, dude, you're gonna calm the hell down. And, not only that, he told an 11-year-old that he should go to a penitentiary center. I'm like, dude, you don't fucking tell that. That's 11-year-old dude, which, by the way, I mean, he shouldn't be on the server anyway. It's more of an adult type anyway. But that's none of our business. But, like, why would you tell that dude that just at random? I don't know if it was because he was angry or what he was doing. He told him that stuff. Man, yes, I know there may have been racially crazy things that were said. You know, because we kind of get crazy up here on the server, because that's how we do shit around the server. And basically, he just kept being dumb and dumb and dumb, and whiny. And Ethan thinks he knew. I mean, he's a cool foul. He's a little, sometimes, and then he acts stupid. And, you know, we've had certain things he's done over the past, but I want to specifically talk about this. So, then, after I made the recording, a few hours later, I was showing it on Mastodon. Hey, I'm going to expose how dumb Ethan is and show him how crazy he is. And then I put his username on there, just so that way we know, only so we know who I'm talking about. See, what they don't know is, yeah, sometimes we be kind of mean, we can be kind of crazy, but we also troll people for the hell of it. For our amusement and entertainment. And I know Dane can back this up. And so I put this shit on there. And I know it maybe not have been a smart idea, but it was a crazy, funny-ass recording. It was funny, too, though. Kind of entertaining for a little bit. But, you know, many people like Kyle Smith and all these other people is like, yeah, you're going to report this because, you know, there's some things said. Yeah, I know there's things said, but come on. So, a day or later, well, of course, a day later it was removed, but then 2 days later, so what was it? Wednesday. Yeah. I went through the Dragon's Cave, there's a Mastodon server, and they said they froze my account. Now, I could understand, I knew exactly why the hell they did it. I mean, I guess they had every right to do it, you know, because some crazy shit going on. Of course, you know, they mentioned about me allegedly breaking not one but two rules of the server, okay. So we looked at one of them, you know, there's a lot of harassment in there, I guess, assuming from them. And then the second reason was, you know, and then another reason why they did, because I called out their username. Well, I called out their username just so we know who we're talking about here. I know, you know, I know there might be a lot of more than one person named Ethan, but, you know, I was kind of explaining who we were talking to, who we were hanging out with during that recording, and how crazy that time was. And of course, you know, he also mentioned that they doubt permission was given for recording it, and some other things that, you know, was said in the message that, that was said in the message, anyway. So, and then, of course, when they found out what, you know, my reply to Kyle and all this shit that was going on, and then basically they fucking, you know, said that, you know, I wasn't a good fit for them. Well, I said, well, damn, nigga, that's the only thing I did. I know it's kind of crazy. And I did was kind of fucking crazy. I tried to appeal it just only so I could, you know, not get the post restored, obviously, because obvious reasons. You know, I'm explaining my craziness and, you know, how, yes, that may have been wrong, and, you know, what I did was fucking nuts and crazy, and it shouldn't have been done. Yeah, I know. But, nigga, I haven't been on there long enough, and I wanted to try, you know, showing how much, my enjoyment of using it, because I think, at least my first time in the Fediverse, at least through Mastodon, that's where I was on. Of course, it was Danny Wayne Laney Stangy who, gave me the link to the server, because he's actually a part of that, and he thought, oh, yeah, he might like this. So, I mean, I went on there and joined eventually in March. Of course, this is July. And my previous name was Bryce01. I know, shitty name, I know. I'll admit, I'm not the best at usernames, I can tell you that. Sometimes they're shitty and they're boring. But the important thing is the shit you put out, you know. And I thought it was, you know, it's a pretty really great, you know, community of most blindies, but not just all blindies. I mean, there are sighted people as well. And it's more of a community-based, I feel like, more than that. So, yeah, I tried to appeal it, at least the freezing of the account and the suspension. Of course, that shit ain't happening. So, I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? I mean, I ain't gonna just fucking, I mean, I archived almost pretty much everything. So I have an archive of everything. And also the CSV files that I downloaded, like followed accounts and all that other stuff that, you know, I downloaded. So I can keep, so that way, when I would move to another instance that, you know, that's just what I would do. So, and then eventually I found Convo.Casa, but I didn't really know, well, first I didn't really know what the fuck I should join, because I know there are so many servers out there, I know that, but the idea is, what the hell should I join, because, you know, relatable. I mean, yes, there are so many servers for so many things, it's almost as if you're using Reddit, which is surprising, which is kind of dying off. And so I didn't really know. So all I know is When at first I thought, well, if I make another fucking account for that server, then they obviously will know who the fuck I am, and I ain't trying to get my ass kicked off it again just because some shit I did on my previous page. I'm like, I ain't doing that bullshit. You know? Because, you know, I met a lot of cool niggas on this server, you know, through there. Of course, well, I know a few, like Danny Wayne, Lanny Stangy, so there's that. And Zondi Wandi, Pandy, Pander, Xander, Wander, and of course, Space Pub, no, what's his fucking face? Danny. And, who else the hell did I do? And of course, I follow Jig Gross because I know him. Of course, he just joined Audio Pub recently. And I also liked him for his website. And, anyway, so, with that being said, and of course others, you know, that I may have, you know, probably followed in the end, and, so yeah, that's the little idea. And then when I moved to that, and I'm like, well, there's no reason I should keep this damn account, because if I keep, there's no reason of keeping my, account for that instance if the shit's gonna be frozen. Doesn't matter how much I keep it on there, it's still gonna be I just delete the sumbitch. So I deleted the freaking thing. And of course I didn't want to have to do that, but there's no fuck. I mean, I could always go in there and look at previous posts from 3 or 4 months ago, but besides that I can't do shit. So I just said fuck it, you know. And I mean, I did archive it through the Wayback Machine. So I use archive. So my handle was dragonscave.space/bryce01. So if you're going to the Wayback Machine and you wanted to look that up, it'll be there. So now my handle is at Blindy, and it's on a different instance. And I mean, it's been almost a week since I joined it. I'm not sure. I'm not too sure on it, but because I didn't know really what the fuck else is out there similar to that. And yeah, there's that. So yeah, there's that bullshittery of my disappearance from Dragon's Cave. Oh yeah, and the server I currently use is convo.casa, and it is an African European based server, which is interesting. Of course there are so many of them, which is good for them, at least for most of us. So yeah, and if you have any other instances that you guys like that you might want me to check out, I'll do that as well. So, anyway, this is your boy, Brycey, Wicey, Licey, Dicey, Ticey, Kicey, Nicey. I could have so many names with I-C-E-Y, or C-E-Y, that I could make up. Anyway, so, anyway, that's my little backstory about my, suspension, or I should say banning, because that's really what it's fucking like anyway. So, of the server and my transitioning to another one. So, there's that.